This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we had the first four games go on the other day for the March Madness tournament, the NCAA tournament. And now we're officially getting underway today with the first round. And that brings us to your Dogs, who are taking on Gonzaga. And that game's at 4:35. Emphasis
Gonzaga.
On Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Come for me. Actually, I technically deleted Twitter for a little bit anyway. So, but anyway. I digress. The Dogs and Gonzaga today at 4:30.
Yeah, last night Texas goes down to Xavier. Xavier pulls away in that, wins 86-80. I believe Texas has started the series of events that leads to moving on from your head coach. So yeah, today kind of rounds into form. starts at 12:15. Creighton takes on Louisville and High Point against Purdue, and it's just that beautiful, guys. It brings a tear to my eye, man.
Games every
it's
hour,
that
all
beautiful
day.
Beautiful time of year, baby. We're about every 40 minutes or so. Tiff, I think. We're gonna get a tip throughout this weekend. So. It's so much fun, man. And anybody that's on the wagering side of things, that I know there's guys out there, that are paying attention to that style of thing. Yeah, it's fun. It's akin to candy store to throw it out there, because you can be locked into a television for at least the next 4 days, if not in the next couple of weeks, baby.
Yeah, I remember watching this.
Am I itching my neck enough? Am I giving these kind of vibes?
You're giving Tyrone Bigum's vibes.
That's because you're a degenerate. When it comes to...
I wouldn't classify. I'm definitely an enthusiast.
Yeah,
I don't know if degenerate is there.
You're very close
extreme.
To degenerate.
Let's go.
Dude, I just have such vivid memories growing up with doing pools with our friends. And we didn't have any money to really bet, because we're like, 14 and 15 and stuff. But it was all about, on your pool. But it was all about the pride of winning it. And it's just so much fun. And I remember that... your team can lose, but you can fall in love with a team, right? Or your team maybe doesn't make the tournament, but you can fall in love with a group of guys or a coach and follow that team all the way through. I remember that 90, I'm not in any way a Kentucky fan, but I remember one of the teams that I enjoyed watching the most was Tubby Smith's 98 Kentucky team that wins the title with, we talked about it yesterday with Steak, in Steak Tips, Jeff Shepard and with Scott Padgett. On that team, and I think Nazir Muhammad was on that team, throwback name. That team was so much fun to watch down the stretch in 98, and that was their third straight. Pretty positive that was Kentucky's third straight year making the finals, because remember, Pitino wins it in 96 with Kentucky. They lose to Arizona in 97, And then in 98, Tubby Smith is the coach. He takes over a team that was supposed to be kind of a little bit of a rebuild year. He left Georgia. He left as the head coach of Georgia to take that. And I'm going way back for some guys.
Yeah.
And now, boom, they win the national title. Tubby Smith gets his title. He was such a cool guy, a great guy in Tubby Smith. But that's some of the memories that you remember. I remember coming home, like I said yesterday, Bryce Drew hits the shot for Valparaiso.
That's a good
against,
call.
I think Ole Miss they beat, and they were like a 3 beating a 14. That's the stuff that's so much fun that you remember watching.
Yeah, real quick, McNeese tips at
McNeese.
3. McNeese. Okay.
I used to work in Lake Charles.
McNeese.
McNeese.
They tip at 3:15 today against Clemson.
Yeah.
And their head coach has already told the team that he's headed to NC State after this tournament is over. Do you guys have any issue with this?
Well, here's the deal I have. Will Wade was fired from LSU for some shady stuff. Now, it was
he was a big part of that HBO or Showtime series that kind of shed light.
And I'm trying to remember, but I think some of it was overblown and some of it was accurate. Right?
Yes.
And
yes.
so he goes to McNeese State,
the Cowboys,
and you know rejuvenates himself. He was been what's the line from Shawshank Redemption where Red goes to he goes above the parole board and he's like, you know, I've been I'll look it up, but he basically
rehabilitated.
Rehabilitated. He goes, I can absolutely say without a shadow of doubt, I've been rehabilitated, and they stamp it denied. And then he goes, like, the next time he goes, he's like, well, it depends on what you think that word it means. And he like goes in this whole spiel, and they're like, okay, you're approved, like, because you didn't give us that you know a BS answer. Like, how do we know Will Wade has been rehabilitated where he should go take over another D1 program? And it has he, based on the fact that he has left his team before he's left them.
So I'm not in favor of what's going on. Like, I mean, you've told your team basically, I know everyone takes new opportunities. Why couldn't they wait? Like, a team will wait. If the team wants you bad enough, they'll wait for you. And this news could have came after. Maybe they have a magical run. Maybe, you know, maybe they get bounced early. The news could have came out then.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of it. And I think we would all probably agree that there's much less of an issue with it now than you had 5 years ago, right? Because, I mean, we've seen future Hall of Fame coaches almost at the college level that are like, I have 7 guys transferring. There are guys actively playing on college basketball teams right now that already know where they're going after the tournament.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Are you holding the players to the same standard that you would hold like a coach?
They're both getting paid.
That's my point is I'm going to hold both of them to the same standard now. And it's I would have held coaches to a higher standard definitely 5 years ago. But now I'm like, I don't blame him. If NC State came to him and said, hey, we want to know now, then, yeah, don't lie to your players. And he said this in his presser, step in front of it and go ahead. You don't want them to hear on social media, so that's where they're at.
And I would just say we need to keep this quiet. I do hold them to the same standard now because of the way it is. And to Mike's point, Florida is a number one seed with Clayton is an all-American guard. Walter Clayton's an all-American guard. And I've seen 4 different tweets from recruiting sites of players who are literally on college basketball teams saying so and so is targeted Florida as his next team, and that's where he's going next year. And Florida hasn't even they don't play till Friday at 6:50.
Yeah.
I guess I just view the head coach as being different. Like, and I know again this has happened in college football; it happens everywhere. But you're a grown man, and I feel like. And in these situations, what you said, Mike, about him getting out front of the story because maybe it does get leaked out. Yes, there is a lot to be said about that because news gets out so easily these days. And then you're posed with having to answer questions at the podium of, are you leaving? Mm-hmm. And then you're having to say no. And then people try to call you a liar later for leaving. But I just, for me, I always hold the coach, I think, to a different standard than I do someone who's still growing.
I agree with that sentiment, but I will say, I mean, there's also the thing where you look at it and say, maybe Will Wade's doing these guys a favor. Maybe they can get out in front. Maybe they can find their next destination now as well if they don't want to play for whoever's coming in.
That is also a good point.
You're supposed to be the adult in the room regardless of if we're all getting paid or not, right? It's like
Yeah.
Mike Conti and me, because we have titles, and I'm not trying to make me, but we're supposed to be held to a higher standard than everyone else because we have that title. And I agree with that. I don't find anything wrong with that. I think the biggest problem for me with this incident, this particular incident, is the fact that this is a guy who is already has a checkered past. And now it just seems like it's the doubling down of that. But the reality is this, sports, college basketball has always been to me the dirtiest of the college sports, shadiest as far as the dealings. It's just getting worse.
Yeah.
Stuff like this.
And I think my final point on this is that Will Wade does have a checkered past, but the stuff in distant past when he's at LSU, a lot of it did have to do with recruiting violations.
Mm-hmm.
So does it even matter if he's rehabilitated? Because, we're not dealing with any of the same rules that you were 6 and 7 years ago in terms of recruiting.
But it's about character.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's do it. Always lighting the fires and kicking the tires, baby. We're out in the streets. Constantly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, as you would say, you know the vibes. You know what I'm saying? You know the vibes right now. We're going to hit this mic'd up, man. I want to dive into one of the reports coming out from Jordan Schultz yesterday of Fox Sports. NFL insider Jordan Schultz, and I know he's a man of multiple angles and multiple sports, but yesterday he opened up his NFL Confidential column. First of all, he talked a little bit about the Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins stuff, but some interesting insight into an anonymous GM's words about Kirk Cousins and the conundrum that is the Atlanta Falcons. And he talks to an anonymous GM about what do the Falcons do now. And I want to get you guys' angle on this because I think there's something to be said here about what the words are. Here is what the anonymous GM told him. Right now, they are frustrated and just trying to buy time. They're all in on Penix. He's their guy. They love him. But they can't keep Cousins. They just can't. So I think Terry is trying to find a trade partner willing to take on at least part of Kirk's salary. How likely is that, Jordan Schultz asked. Not very, the GM said, but it's still possible. Maybe he can get a team that misses out on a quarterback to bite before or even after the draft. That's his best shot, hoping someone is still without a quarterback.
That's interesting.
I thought, okay, I don't doubt for one stinking minute that Terry, if somebody would jump up and take on Kirk's salary, I think that's the whole key. I think that is the entire key. We talked about it yesterday. They are not unwilling to trade Kirk, but they are comfortable with where Kirk is at now because they've already spent the money. If you go backwards from that and this anonymous GM said, well, he's trying to find somebody to take on the salary. You know what my reaction was? Duh. Duh. What are we even talking about? Of course he's trying to find somebody that'll take on some of the salary. They don't want to cut him.
Well, yeah.
They need to remain anonymous for that.
Yeah, I mean, what, the breaking news. They're trying to find somebody to pay some of Kirk's money. Duh.
My biggest issue is the they're frustrated comment. Because how do you know?
That's a great point. How do you know?
And it sounds,
unless the anonymous GM is Terry Fontenot.
It sounds like yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. But it sounds like I don't trust any GM that doesn't put their name on something, right? If any anonymous GM means nothing to me, it might as well.
How do you know who to trust?
It might as well. I only trust you. Well, you really shouldn't trust anyone in pro sports, to be fair. I think we've been proven that. But the reality is that you know, this could be Andrew Berry in Cleveland.
Yeah,
he could exactly. be the guy saying it to force him. It could be maybe a mystery team that we don't know about.
And this is where I love bringing these conversations up to you guys, because you've been around the business side and the public relations side of the sport and these insiders and everything else. That's not something that's in part of my background, obviously. And so I love hearing from you guys when there's like this inside information. But you know that there is a story being spun behind yes. the scenes by whoever insider yep. GM is that Jordan Schultz Absolutely. Is talking to.
And is that GM residing in the NFC South to make them look bad, to kind of worsen there's all, the hand that they have?
Exactly. You try to leverage, some of these guys will try to leverage the media.
You know,
you'll leverage these insiders. Again, they do great work. I'm not coming for them or anything like that. But yeah, lots of times teams will put something out there. Agents will float something out there that either helps their client, you know, helps their cause in some ways. And you go with that report. I've had a coach that wasn't on the radar want me to kind of like mention his name in a report
wow.
before. Just yeah. so you're getting stuff out
there.
There
you go.
Because it's a relationship business.
Relationship business.
And you use the relationships to your advantage, and everyone does it. That's why no one gets their feelings hurt with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's also a copycat league, right? And that's yes. if you see somebody's name mentioned, all of a sudden you're like, wait, what? All right, and a reminder, this Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Interesting stuff, guys. Interesting stuff.